Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game on a beautiful Friday. Guys, I'm very excited about our Family and Friends Talk Friday because, well, Brady, tell everybody who we're going to have on the line.
Well, you forgot her name?
Oh, Mary Cenci. I had it right in front. I wrote it down. If I did forget it, I had it right here in front of me.
Well, Mary Cenci co-hosts Mike and Mary in the Morning on our sister station, Star 92.9. But, Rich, she was your radio partner for a while when this station was Champ 101.3.
We had a thing called Rich and Mary's Morning Mess for how long, Mayor? Like 7 or 8 years?
I want to say about 7 years, yeah.
I'll tell you, we've had the girlfriend on, we've had my sister on, and I have to say I'm more nervous about this one than any of the others because Mary knows all.
So I'm excited for this, Arnie. We might actually get some dirt. His sister was nice
finally.
To him. His girlfriend was calling him Schmoopy and Huggy Bear and things like
unbelievable.
That.
And Mary, if you only knew what he was saying behind your back, you'd really spill the dirt. But I don't want to go ahead and start things up. I don't like to do that. So.
Oh, go for it, please.
Arnie, why don't you take Rich? We're going to mute you.
All right. Yeah. Be nice.
No, don't be nice. So Rich is
not
muted.
Being
so
nice.
Now he can't defend himself. So we can get the real truth, Mary. So.
Oh no. Well, here's the thing. You know, when you work together in small quarters, just the three of you, and for us, it's just the two of us. Like, intimate conversations happen.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm right? Sure, like, you know, things like that. All the things come out. So you guys, go ahead.
Let me start with this, Mary. Do you remember the first time you met Rich? How long ago was that?
It was right before we did the morning show. So it was probably over 10 years ago. They had us meet to see if we could get along for the morning show. And I literally ran into his arms and gave him a big hug, and he was like, what the hell just happened? We went out for dinner to talk about what we want to do on the show, how we want it to be presented. He came with a bunch of newspapers. We sat down at the poorhouse, and he literally talked the whole time about his ex. We had not for 1 minute did we talk about the show. He talked about how he's going to kill me. How much, now it's different today, but how much he was still in love with his ex. And that was literally the conversation we had for the next 8 years.
Wow.
And until they got back together.
You're like, I don't want to take this job anymore. This guy is just mopey.
No, actually, because I'm such a, like, you know, caretaker, I tried to help him. I tried to give him advice, which he didn't take any of. No, you know what? His sense of humor, my sense of humor, honestly, we did click. We got along. It was very funny.
What was it like doing a show with him?
He acts... He's easy to get along with. I mean, I'm not... I mean, that's for seriousness. He's got a good sense of humor, and it's easy to throw things his way. But the problem was having morning show meetings afterwards, because after the show, you know, every morning, you guys probably have a meeting every afternoon, I would assume every day, he would fall asleep during the morning show meeting. He would literally fall asleep. And I would play him different bits, and we'd sound check or whatever, and I'd turn around, and he'd be out. And it was only, like, what, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning.
There's Rich, always invested in his craft.
He would be nodding. He'd be nodding off, yeah. And the glasses, that was... I mean, he finally has just one pair. I think he's down to one pair of glasses. But he used to wear two pair of glasses, one to see far away or to see normally, and the other for reading glasses. So he'd have one over the other.
Oh, I love it.
Did he ever do that with you guys?
He's doing it right now.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed.
Mary, tell us one thing we don't know about Rich or a good story. What's one thing we don't know about him?
Do you know that his eyelashes used to grow into his eyes?
Oh, yes. That makes me sick.
Yes, we
And
did.
He would
we
pluck them on air. Like, we would be doing a bit, and he would pluck them with eyebrow pluckers.
Ow. Oh,
the other, tweezers. The other thing, I know, I'm so sorry if you're, like, eating dinner or whatever right now. Also, did you know that he has no idea, you probably heard this, what it means to pitch a tent?
I've heard the story, but I bet there's a couple thousand listeners that haven't.
So he was talking about camping one time, and he didn't say he needed to put up a tent, but he said he had to pitch a tent, and it was so windy, it took him 3 hours to pitch a tent. He said, and I was like, well, Rich, when you pitch a tent, did it, like, go to the left or to the right? He goes, well, I don't know. When I pitch a tent, it goes up and it blows to the left. It took me 4 hours to pitch a tent, and it was blowing to the left, and then it's on to the right. He had no idea. I had him going talking about pitching a tent, where he literally had no idea the innuendo that it means.
I love it.
That was really fun. When he finally learned that one, he kind of, you know, he lost his mind. And then did you know that we used to do football bets? You've heard about the football bets.
Yes.
So we sent him one time in a Speedo at Five Corners during drive time, and it was like 5 degrees out, doing snow angels.
Oh,
jeez.
So there was that he's had to do. And at the same time, I had to deliver pizza dressed in like a guy. I had to do that one time. Then, you know, I'm a Yankee fan, so he made me stand at Five Corners dressed all in full Red Sox garb with a big sign that says, Go Red Sox. And then he had to, Thanksgiving, I think he said, what was it? Save the turkeys, eat vegan or something, I think it was, for Thanksgiving. He had to do that one time, which you know how he does not like to be political at all.
No, definitely not. That's our Rich right there.
I love that.
Mary said, see, Star 92.9, Rich's former co-host here before he was doing sports with us. Come on, there's a lot of good things about Rich, but there's got to be one thing that would annoy the hell out of you. What is that one thing?
You know what? It would just be him. Oh, wait. Hold on. Here we go. Well, he greets me every morning, and we stay, even to this day, he'll stay like 10 feet apart, and we're in my studio because Mike and I are in separate studios, and he'll open up the studio, and he'll lift his right cheek and let one rip.
Oh, my God. Every morning?
What?
Just about every morning. And if it's not that, he will make it very clear to us. He's going to be so mad at me that he killed the bathroom.
Yeah.
He'll walk by and he goes, killed it, Mary. I killed it. And the thing is, it's funny, except when he uses the ladies' room.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the annoying thing is like every morning. And look, I'm the only woman or girl or lady, whatever, in the morning before 9 o'clock. And so there's one woman's room and the rest is guys. So I get it, but he killed it in the women's room. And like, I just need to use it and I can't hold my breath for that long.
Mary.
So that's one thing. I love you to death, Richie, but that's the one thing. It's like, just not in the women's room, please.
Now, I don't, can you tell us the story on what happened? Because you guys have on Wednesday, what, One-Liner Wednesday? Is that?
Yeah, we have One-Liner Wednesday.
Right. And Rich told us that he just left the station, and then you started talking on the air, where's Rich? And he forgot that he had One-Liner Wednesday, and he had to turn around and come back and hop on the air because he was in the car driving down the road, and he forgot about it.
I think it was since then we haven't had him on for One-Liner Wednesday, I think. Right, Rich?
Don't ask him. He's not here to help.
He's not here.
No, I mean, there's been times where I've had to wake him up in his car, parked out in the parking lot. That's happened before.
Oh, my goodness.
So, so the fact that he forgot, you know, really doesn't surprise us. Yeah, it was, we were about to go on. I think it was about 60 seconds. The song was rolling out, and we were about to hit our One-Liner Wednesday, which he loves, and he always looks forward to. And there was no Rich. And usually I'll walk around the corner, and he'll be in his other studio, in the news studio, and he wasn't there. And I was like, hey, there's no way he left. So I'd send him a text, and he was out getting a bagel. So it's a bagel, I guess, with cream cheese. And he was nowhere to be found. And I think, did we finish? Oh, he can't answer me.
No.
I think we finished the bit without him, and then he was running in, but it was too late.
Oh, he didn't tell us that part. Wow.
He did come back. He did try to come back, but, you know, he's like, oh, I can't believe I forgot.
I knew
we've only been doing this for 7 years every Wednesday at the same time.
He's shaking his head. He says, no, 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 I was a part of that. He says he's seething mad at you right now, Mary.
Well, I think I'll leave after this segment myself then.
Mary, I got to ask you this. We've hammered on Rich. We'll continue hammering on Rich, but he's got some good qualities. So what's the nicest thing Rich has ever done for you?
Oh, he is literally the most thoughtful person.
Rich Haskell. Rich Haskell. Rich Haskell. We should have clarified that question. Our fault.
The nicest thing he's ever done for me. Well, I know that he's helped me out a lot when I was heartbroken, all the, you know, with my horrific relationships until I finally met Sean. Rich hated all the guys I dated until I met Sean. And then he's like, this is a good one. So he listened to all my bitching and moaning. So that's kind of a nice thing.
Have you ever seen Rich mad? Has he ever been mad?
Rich doesn't get mad.
No, he doesn't. You're right.
Like, he doesn't get mad. Like, I've never seen him. Like, he'll get mad like me for maybe like 30 seconds, and then it goes away. But I've never seen him mad. You know what we did one time, though? He made fun of the weather guy that was on one of the local radio TV stations. He made fun of him. So I called him up and had him come in the studio. And Rich was so scared. He was like, Mary, I do not want to confront this guy. And we knew, like, we had set it up. The guy was really fun and playful, so we had no problem coming in and just kind of playing it up. But he came in all angry at Rich, and poor Rich was a wreck. And then we laughed about it afterwards, of course.
Well, of course, Rich does that now. He tough talks about the Patriots announcer. We had the Patriots announcer on. He didn't say anything bad to his face either.
Yes, right?
So, Mary, let's play a little game. Mary Sensi, Star 92.9, Family Friends Talk Friday. Let's play a little game of how well do you know Rich?
Okay.
Question one. If Rich could only have one meal for the rest of his life, what would it be?
Mac and cheese.
Okay, I thought it was going to be anything with
ding,
pasta.
Ding, 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 ding. We'll give her that.
That's right. I was going to say anything with pasta, but mac and cheese is pasta-ish.
Oh, my God. Straight up mac and cheese. Are you kidding me?
So, yeah. All right, good. If Rich could only have one drink for the rest of his life, which would it be? We're accepting two answers.
Yes.
Budweiser and Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Oh, you got them both. Ding, 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 both.
Very good. How does Rich get his burgers cooked?
I'm going to go with completely well done, cooked all the way through, like nothing needs to be living. It needs to be all the way cooked through.
Excellent. Very,
wow,
very
bravo.
Good.
Wow, bravo. I don't know my wife that well.
Give us something. There's many answers. This is subjective, but something that ticks Rich off to no end.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, God, God. Oh, there's so many things. Somebody that doesn't use a sentence properly.
Ooh, we'll have to bring Rich in a second to ask about that. Yeah. I was looking for more aligned of adult autograph seekers or bad drivers.
Oh, yeah. No, he hates bad drivers.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And
okay, no, yeah, he hates bad drivers. He just, yeah, he, but I want to say something with English. Something, because he's really smart.
Haskell, Rich Haskell.
He's book smart, yeah.
I'd like to know, Mary, because Rich is still doing this, but I don't think you are, so I'll just ask, 20 years ago, who could drink who under the table? You were
Rich.
When I was he and I never drank together, but he could, we would probably go drink for drink.
Wow.
Yeah, we could go drink. We would be able to go drink for drink, yeah.
Wow.
Rich, we're bringing Rich back in. Rich,
yes.
Are you sweating now?
You brought up the bathroom.
I knew you'd be so mad at me.
And all these years, I've been so in love with you, and you brought up the bathroom.
Is it over?
Oh, man.
No, it's not
of
over.
Of course not. You're
wait,
right.
Here's, wait, can I say one thing real quick?
Yes,
that you do
go ahead.
That Rich, you definitely, with Rich, is that you could play 2 seconds of a song from the 70s, and he will guess it immediately. If you sing a song to him, he can give you the title and the artist like it's nobody's business.
Yes, that is very true.
Yes, that's true.
When we have our returns come in from commercial, he'll go, who sings it? Who sings
Who is it?
Who sings
Who
it?
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's brilliant with that, too. So was I right with the English, Rich? What is that thing that I think about
I don't know.
You with like people using improper English or words.
I never thought of myself as grammar police.
Yeah.
Yeah, you complain about the grammar police.
Yeah,
right?
No, I didn't know what that was. I wasn't sure where you were going with it, which is common with us, too. So.
Rich, is there any point that you want to refute or anything you want to get back at her for?
No, I do like the way you didn't continue on your story about when you dressed up as a man and delivered pizza at the airport.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if we wanted to go there.
Oh, okay.
We can if you want to.
Yes.
I mean, we felt really bad afterwards. There's literally a video of me dressed as a man somewhere in the government because they can't, they, we had it taped, and then the FCC or whoever they are, who are the airport police, came by and confiscated the video.
Oh, jeez.
And fired everybody that allowed us onto the runway.
Rich, did you say that Mary was at cult camp with a stereo blasting or something like that? Or was that
they
somebody
were thinking about, oh, it was, remember our old friend Jeff Gadboys?
Yeah.
And he was thinking of going up to my camp in South Hero and blasting an air horn at 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, if you do, it's the last thing you'll ever, last time you'll ever hear my voice on your radio station.
Very protective about that camp. Very
yes,
protective.
He is. Yes.
Very
yes,
protective
yes.
about
but
that.
But you guys were invited there. Were you invited there?
I went there. I'm in the club. One not us. One not us.
I'm not even allowed on the
nobody
island.
Nobody in the history of Rich Haskell has been invited there except somebody yeah slept with.
Well, wow. Well, Rich and I didn't sleep together. Don't worry.
So, the rumors are flying out.
We may have passed out somewhat near each other at some point.
Yeah, wait, I know. Do you know that he can ride a unicycle?
Yes. No, I didn't know that.
Yes, I knew that. You knew
know
that, too.
Did
if you,
I? Did
if,
I?
If you'd ever listened to your radio wife.
Pay attention.
That's funny. I probably wasn't paying attention.
Rich, what is the nicest thing you ever did for me?
Well, I can't think of anything nice I did. I really can't.
Just be kind to me.
Does he give you a Christmas card during the holidays, or does he just write it on a piece of paper?
Nothing, neither.
Yeah.
No, I've, I just...
Oh, wait, can we talk about the cake I made for you that time?
I don't remember.
So, yes.
Yes.
For the birthday, I made you the upside-down pineapple cake with the pineapple whipped cream frosting for your birthday with a candle, and I sang to you and everything in the studio, and you're like, ugh.
You didn't like the cake?
And you made an ugh face, like...
Wow.
It was a pineapple cake. What am
I supposed to... Yeah, it had fruit and stuff, and I should have known better.
It was healthy.
Rich is bad at receiving gifts now, so don't worry. That's not new.
Okay, got it.
No, but a lot of times, I'll tell you, Mayor, a lot of times people are together. I mean, we were together all the time for all those years, and we were just planning out every show, and then we'd be together on the road. We were together all the time. And I just had such a blast with you. I don't think I was ever mad at you about anything. We just hit it off. It was a great thing.
Thank you.
In all honesty, you're absolutely right. With the crazy things we had to do, you had to jump in some sewer at some point. You had to do that.
I was covered in poop in the pouring rainstorm. Not to mention...
And we just laughed hysterically.
Yeah. Not
all
to
the
mention
time.
The oil wrestling with a crazy masked woman who flattened me in five seconds.
KY jelly.
Yes.
Wow. I had to do the KY jelly wrestling.
Oh, Rich man doesn't talk like this about us so highly like you, Mary. Jeez, I don't know.
We laughed out loud. That's all you could do with the crazy stuff we had to do.
Mary, this was a lot of fun.
Yes,
thank
it was
you very much. Mike and Mary in the Morning, Star 92.9, every single weekday, 5:30 to 9. So we appreciate you, Mary.
Anytime. Thank you guys so much. I love you. You're doing a great job considering everything that's going on. I hope you are all healthy. Hello to Jesse. Hello to Beth for me, please. Everybody.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, bye. Mary.
All right. That was a lot of fun. Rich.
Thanks, Mayor.
She didn't even get to the part where you had to date the transgender woman.
Oh, that's right. What's her name? Amber LeMay. He is still out doing it. Yeah, I saw Amber LeMay at a concert at the Rusty Nail and Stowe a couple months ago. It's like, hey, there you are, my former date.
Arnie, we're going to have to take a break in a sec, but it's Rich is calling out the local weather people in the same way he calls out Zolak, and he cowers from all of them. Really?
I love it.
That guy came in here and he played him. I can't remember who it was.
Was it Tom Messner?
No, he would never be able to not smile for that long. This guy came in and it was a guy from 22. I can't remember which one, but this was 20 years ago. And he pretended to be furious with me. And then right at the end, he goes, I'm just kidding. Gotcha.
Oh,
you know how much I love people being mad at me. I want to burn all their houses down.
Well, that was a lot of fun. We certainly appreciate Mary coming by. All right. I don't know what the heck we're doing next.
Quarantine countdown.
Okay. That's right. The quarantine countdown. You're in the huddle. What do I point to the game?